back to the AgeTurners.com podcast. The goal of these podcasts is to strengthen you and to equip you to live a normal Christian life and a normal church life so that you might be one whom God can use to turn this age. My name is Ricky Acosta, and today we will continue our fellowship in the line that we call Flee and Pursue. And in today's episode, we want to say more concerning the Lord's table meeting. Oh, Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. But that church that Christ loved, that church that is the desire of his heart, that church is expressed in the meetings of the church. Therefore, if we're going to practically love the church, support the church, build the church, then we must participate in the meetings of the church. We must appreciate, attend, and support with our body, soul, and spirit the meetings of the church. And as we mentioned last time, the top meeting, the first meeting of the church, the most important meeting of the church, is the meeting established by the Lord himself, and that is the Lord's table meeting. Today we'd like to touch upon two points concerning the Lord's table meeting. The first is that the Lord's table meeting has two sections. The first section is for the remembrance of the Lord himself, the Lord Jesus. The second section is for the worship of the Father. Our basis for saying this is found in 1 Corinthians 11 and Matthew 26. In 1 Corinthians 11, in verses 23 through 26, Paul reviews the definition of the Lord's table meeting. And in this section, in verse 24 and in verse 25, we find this phrase, "This do unto the remembrance of me." In verse 24, it says, "And having given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body, which is given for you. This do unto the remembrance of me." This refers to the breaking of the bread and the passing and eating of the bread during the Lord's table meeting. We should do this unto the remembrance of the Lord Jesus himself. Then in verse 25, it says, "Similarly also the cup, after they had dined, saying, This cup is the new covenant established in my blood. This do, as often as you drink it, unto the remembrance of me." So the passing of the bread and the cup in this portion of the meeting is all unto the Lord Jesus himself. During this time, during this portion of the meeting, our praise should be to the Lord Jesus for all that he has done and for all that he is to us. Then in Matthew 26, in verses 29 and 30, it mentions, after the breaking of the bread and the passing of the cup, in verse 30, "And after singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives." So at the very end of the very first Lord's table meeting established by the Lord, the Lord led the disciples to sing a hymn. Surely they were singing this hymn to the Father. And this matches very much the sense in Hebrews chapter 2, in verse 12, which says, saying, "I will declare your name to my brothers. In the midst of the church, I will sing hymns of praise to you." In our Lord's table meetings, the Son takes the lead to sing hymns of praise to the Father. This portion of the meeting, the second half of the Lord's table meeting, is directed to the Father. Here we worship the Father. Actually, the Son, the Lord Jesus himself, is directing his church and leading his many brothers to worship the Father. This part of the table meeting is not a formality, and we should never take it in the way of a form as a religious practice. In the Lord's table meeting, we do contact the Lord and worship the Lord himself in the first part. Then he himself within us directs us to the worship of the Father. Actually, he's bringing us to the Father, and he's leading the praise to the Father. I hope that none of us would ever take the worship of the Father and the hymns that we're singing to the Father just merely as a signal that we're coming to the end of the Lord's table meeting, as a kind of just a formality. Oh, we have to sing at least one hymn to the Father. I hope we would never take the Lord's table in such a common way. Oh, the Son himself is leading the many sons. The firstborn son is leading the many sons to sing hymns of praise to the Father. So our Lord's table meetings have these two sections. That's why in the first part, there are certain hymns that are very appropriate for our praise. And those are the hymns directed at the Lord Jesus as worship and thanks for all that he's done for us and also all that he is to us. As we mentioned last time, the cup that is on the table signifies that he is our portion. He is our all-inclusive portion. So we need to praise him, not only for what he's done, but also for who he is and what he is to us. Then, in our enjoyment of the Lord, he himself guides us to worship the Father. He comes from the Father to us as a gift to save us. Then he brings us back to the Father. And so therefore, in the second half of the meeting, there are some very appropriate hymns that we can sing as worship to the Father. I hope that this matter is clear. The second point that I'd like to bring out today is related to the title of this meeting, or what this meeting is called in the Bible. In 1 Corinthians 10:21, this meeting is called the Lord's Table. And in 1 Corinthians 11:20, it is called the Lord's Supper. There is a very good note in the Recovery Version of the New Testament for 1 Corinthians 11:20. It reads like this. In 10:21, the Lord's Supper is called the Lord's Table. The emphasis of the Lord's table is on the fellowship of the Lord's blood and of his body, the participation in the Lord, the enjoyment of the Lord in mutuality, in fellowship. Whereas the stress of the Lord's Supper is on the remembrance of the Lord. At the Lord's table, we receive his body and blood for our enjoyment. At the Lord's Supper, we give him our remembrance for his enjoyment. This is not referring to two different meetings, nor even to different sections of the meeting, as we mentioned previously. The Lord's table, when this meeting is called the Lord's table, the emphasis is on mutual fellowship. The Lord has set up a table, and we have a place at this table where we can come and enjoy him mutually with God. At the Lord's Supper, it's a supper for the Lord. It is for his remembrance, for his enjoyment. Of course, being called a supper implies that it is the final meal of the day. So work is already over. And in this, we have a very rich point. The Lord has done all the work. We don't come to this meeting to work. And we don't come to this meeting to be energized so that we can work. We come not with any merit or any works that we have done. We come just to rest. We come to a prepared supper, a dinner. So that is a very significant aspect. But what I would like to emphasize today is the matter of the Lord's table. In chapter 10, verse 21, it says, "You cannot drink of the Lord's cup and the demon's cup. You cannot partake of the Lord's table and the demon's table." In this verse, we find that there are actually two tables. When we come to the Lord's table, brothers and sisters, it is not a ritual. We're actually giving a testimony that not only in that meeting, but all week long, we eat and drink of the Lord. We fellowship with the Lord. We enjoy the Lord. But there is, in reality, another table always, something that this verse calls the demon's table. And we have to be careful that throughout our week, we are not eating of the demon's table. Then we come religiously to a meeting and to partake of the Lord's table. This would be an inconsistent testimony. The very next verse, chapter 10, verse 22 says, "Or do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than he?" Oh, the Lord would be jealous if during the week we are eating from another source. We're eating from the demon's table. Then we come to the Lord's table on the Lord's day and we praise him as if we're testifying, "Oh, I've been eating of the Lord during the week." No, brothers and sisters, this would be inconsistent. Actually, the Lord's table is not just the meeting itself. The Lord's table is our feasting with him throughout the whole week. Then when we come together and we praise him and we enjoy together with all the saints, it's a kind of testimony of the reality of our eating the Lord and enjoying the Lord and feasting with the Lord during the week. Earlier in this chapter, in 1 Corinthians 10, in verse 16, it says, "The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the fellowship of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the fellowship of the body of Christ?" So you see, the matter of the Lord's table is a matter of fellowship. When you eat and drink, actually, you participate in something. You take something in. You are joined to something. Actually, we become what we eat. So, at the Lord's table meeting, there's a testimony, there's a kind of warning. We need to be careful what we're eating. During our week, we should be eating and drinking the Lord. We should be eating of his blood and drinking of his body. This just means that we're eating him and enjoying him as the Spirit. This is what we see in John chapter 6. He has become the Spirit for us to receive and to enjoy, and actually that we could have fellowship with him all week long. Then when we come to the Lord's table meeting, it's very significant. It's a kind of testimony, even an overflow of our enjoyment of him. Therefore, we must be careful. We cannot drink the Lord's cup and the demon's cup, and we cannot partake of the Lord's table and the demon's table. I hope that these 2 points, which we touched upon today, would be a help to you. I know that we covered them quite briefly, but I would recommend, especially for this second point on the Lord's table, the life study messages of 1 Corinthians, messages 49 and 50, for your further study. But I hope that these points would be a help to you all, and especially would increase your appreciation in the Lord's table in your locality. Oh Lord Jesus, we thank you for your table. Thank you that there is a table before us constantly. Oh, thank you that we can eat you and drink you every day, all week long, and that we can come together with the saints as a testimony of our eating and drinking at the Lord's table meeting. Lord Jesus, we love you. Oh Lord Jesus, make your home in our hearts a little bit more today. For AgeTurners.com, this is Ricky Acosta.